Worldwide NASCAR Podcast EG3, continuing to roll off episodes in the off season. Yes, I do not have my normal soundboard with me. Eddie Greer III, y'all know what time it is. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, the latest in the world of NASCAR, the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And we tonight continue the 2020 team reviews in the Cup Series. So got that going on. If you missed out the first two reviews, Hendrick Motorsports was the first, and the last time I did a review was Penske and Wood Brothers with the team alliance going on there. You can check that out, as well as the rest of the episodes as well. A few interviews on there as well, so go check it out as well. And of course, last night I did the Christmas episode with the Loose Lugs Podcast. Yes, the Loose Lugs Podcast. If you missed out on the YouTube channel, that episode will be coming out tomorrow night on Christmas Eve, along with this episode that you're hearing right now. If you're already not listening already, tonight's we're going to focus on Joe Gibbs Racing, the 2020 team reviews as well. So again, yes, I do not have my normal soundboard with me, but I have my backup soundboard, which of course has a few of the Batman Eagles, if you will. This is not Batman Dark Knight movies, but just the soundtrack, just amazing stuff there for y'all. I know we're approaching Christmas, so from you to yours, hopefully you guys have been staying safe over this holiday season, and Merry Christmas to everyone out there in the world. So there's that real quick here before we get into the Joe Gibbs Racing on the Cup side here. Derek Krause, who we saw pretty much most of the year in the Truck Series this year, very impressive. I've come liking to him. He'll be back next season for McNally Higelman Racing. And Matt Noyce will be his crew chief. So there's the change at the top of the pit box there. Matt Noyce was originally with Ben Rhodes, the controversial Ben Rhodes from this past year in the Truck Series. So there is that going on as well in the truck. So I wanted to give you heads up on that notice. So, all right. And also one more thing. Everybody's been, some people been checking in on me about when the EG3 Awards is going to be out. Well, that's going to be recorded on Christmas Eve tomorrow night. While this podcast goes out, I'll be recording the EG3 Awards on Christmas Eve. We'll be going out either Sunday or Monday. So that will finally be out and recorded. So a lot of stuff been going on in my direction here late, with of course family, Emma getting ready for her first Christmas. So I got a lot going on, family in town. It's been hectic, work been going on, been busy, except for a light day today to end before heading off into the Christmas week off week. So, well, for 4 days, so a lot going on and a lot going on for this podcast for the off season, and possibly going to schedule at least one more in the workings, as one more interview is scheduled in the works. I have to get that sorted out, get that on schedule on the books, and then possibly another one. So yeah, the EG3 3-Wide podcast has been doing a lot of stuff here in the off season. So if you missed out any episodes from this past year or any interviews, it's in the archives, Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and more. Please, please tell your friends, download the episodes, listen to them. If you're looking for some content, go over there and check that out as well. All right, folks, now time for the review. And like I said before, these reviews, there are no A's handed out. And obviously, Joe Gibbs ain't getting an A, obviously. But kind of a slight step back for Joe Gibbs Racing, coming off of a three-car championship appearance last year, which featured Kyle Busch winning his second championship when JGR won over half the races from a year ago. Astounding stuff. And then this year, you run into a kind of a buzzsaw this year. I mean, yes, Denny Hamlin led the train this year. Really, single-handedly, if you will, in the win column. But you still had good, solid performances from the 19 team of Truex, even though they should have won more than one race. If you heard this show before, you know who I root for. Yeah, they should have won more than one race this year. I mean, yes, they're working in with the new crew chief, James Small, even though he's had some experience at top of the pit box. But should have been more than one win in the books of the 19 camp. The 18 barely got their win in at Texas, which affected Martin Truex Jr. in the playoffs there. But Kyle Busch, one win, another story there. So you had, and then Eric Jones not performing, even though he had some bad luck his way, which kind of been the theme, really, for him since being with JGR. I mean, just bad luck for him, and which we rooted to him being out, which obviously we will recap Richard Petty Motorsports at a later date, obviously. So, you know, a step back for that, or a slight step back for this organization, still strong, but led by Denny Hamlin, 9 wins altogether for this organization, which included Denny Hamlin finishing 4th in the championship. A disappointing 4th for him. He keeps putting himself in position to winning these things, and hasn't done it. I mean, last year could have capitalized on that, didn't do it. And then here, all thought, like, hey, he's going to be right up there challenging, or at least a favorite, at least. But instead, Chase Elliott turned the tables on him, and we all know what happened with that. Chase Elliott, your reigning NASCAR champion from this past season. So, it's going to be interesting next year. Denny Hamlin, now an owner in the sport, and still driver Jogies Racing. It's going to be really interesting. Yes, that's 2311 Racing. That's a new team next year. But you gotta wonder, you know, how he's going to handle the driving, his duties as a driver still with Jogies Racing, and a part-time owner, of course, corner with Michael Jordan, obviously. So, yeah, you gotta think about that. I mean, time is ticking now, officially. I mean, clearly. I mean, Chris Gabehart, Denny Hamlin has won the most races within a 2-year stretch since Chris Gabehart tagged up with Denny Hamlin, crew chief driver combo. All the wins, 12 or 13 wins in a 2-year span, and no championships so far. So, definitely a missed opportunity. In that aspect, you're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, rolling along on this Wednesday evening in December. Windy December evening, 23rd, prime time, Wednesday 23rd of December. Like I said, this review will go out tomorrow night, so be on the lookout for that. But, yep, you know, basically starting from... It's tough where to... I'm just going to stay with Denny Hamlin here for a second. Denny Hamlin was a part of that championship four this year, 7 wins on the year, and in the playoffs, they just weren't themselves. 18 top fives, 21 top tens, tagged on with 11 stage wins for Denny Hamlin. This team was not really good in the playoffs, and you have to hit on all cylinders in the playoffs, and a good measuring stick of that was Chase Elliott. That team was strong from the outset. And then all the way through the championship round, this team was a little inconsistent in the playoffs. That you need to be good when it counts the most. And they used up all that good charm early. And pretty much same category as Kevin Harvick. I mean, yeah, Kevin Harvick still won a couple races. Yes, Denny Hamlin won a race in the playoffs that coming at Talladega, but overall that team was been off, and then of course they were the 3rd, 4th fastest car in the final four. So you gotta wonder, I mean, can't say it enough. Don't want to sound like a broken record tonight on the podcast when it comes to Denny Hamlin, but gotta wonder, you know, missed opportunities. I mean, you can put yourself in them, but it's only a matter of time when you miss out on on those opportunities. And it's a matter of when, it's a matter of if now, for Denny Hamlin and his whole entire number 11 FedEx or team. So, huge missed opportunity, and obviously the forecast now, looking forward, obviously I already mentioned it, is I'm sure he's going to be fat with the old cars coming back for one last time before the next-gen car for 2022 rolls out from the garage area. Gotta wonder, is his best opportunity? Kind of like this year was the best opportunity, and you might take it a step further, but in my opinion, I think this was the chance to do it. You had your arch nemesis, Harvick, make it to Phoenix, who was balling out on the racetrack, was Kevin Harvick's playground, Phoenix was, and you didn't have to deal with him, and instead you run into a buzzsaw with Chase Elliott and Brad Keselowski, and you struggle. You finished fourth, but but you're fourth out of the four championship four. So Denny Hamlin is going to have to figure it out at some point. If you know, if he continues to perform well to have a chance to get back there again, we'll have to find out and see. I mean, there's going to be a lot of hungry hounds next year. Martin Truex Jr. finished 7th, falling short of the championship four by a race. Obviously, the pit crew, it's been a story, whether it was been a 78 or the 19, the pit crew has been a pain in the ass for MTJ. And real quick here, I said this on the Christmas episode of Loose Lugs Podcast. Shout out to Martin's longtime girlfriend, Sherry, for continuing her battle with this thing called cancer. Was discovered towards the end of last week. They got surgery on it, and as I speak right now, it's the last update, Twitter update, Sherry's back home resting and recovering. So thank goodness for that. Continue prayers for not only for Sherry, but for anyone that's still dealing with cancer or this COVID thing that's been going around mostly all year long, dealing with that, or whoever who's been sick. So continue thoughts and prayers go out to Sherry and those who are also been affected all year by this pandemic. So I want to get that quick shout out in there. But yes, Martin Truex Jr., strong year again. Of course, getting another win at Martinsville, the first Martinsville race there earlier. Earlier this year, 14 top fives, 23 top tens, only five stage wins. Custom to seeing him getting more than that, but unfamiliar territory this year, but still managed to transfer through the rounds to get him one step closer to the final four. Just couldn't do it. Of course, there, you know, he had one of the fastest cars at Martinsville, the playoff Martinsville race, along with Chase Elliott, that battle there. And wish those lugs would have stayed tight, but it did not. And, I mean, that's the way NASCAR goes. But definitely infuriating to see that happen there on the final pit stop, where you're right there out front, in front of Chase Elliott at that particular time of the race there. And then on top of that, Chase Elliott had to start the rear field for a penalty. And that's going to have to race. And then, of course, unfortunately, caution comes out there. Oh, man, that caution comes out. Who knows? That could have been the clincher there for him to get back to the championship four, but it wasn't meant to be this year for him. But it's still a solid effort from that team. And James Small, first full-time crew chief up there in the box. There, learning his way up there. Yes, he crew chiefed a couple of times prior to that, but he's not. He was solid for the first year. I'm interested to see what he does in year two. Obviously, with all these road course races on the schedule for Martin coming up, it'll be interesting to see. Yes, we all look at the schedule and it favors Chase Elliott, but also favors a couple other drivers, including MTJs as well. So we'll see how he can bounce back next year, get himself and put himself in this position one more time. Kyle Busch. What are the other big stories? One of the other big stories coming out of here for Joe Gibbs Racing, he finished right behind him, behind Truex. Had his one win at Texas, 14 top fives, 20 top tens. He had less stage wins, only three stage wins. Man, three stage wins and barely squeaking out. If not for the miscue of Martin there, we could be talking a whole different story there. But Kyle Busch there, obviously, the well-heralded Kyle Busch there, you know, inconsistent this year. I mean, there are races that he was on, and there are races that were just not a factor, surprisingly. Yes, he was running in the top 10, but not accustomed to what we've seen. We see Kyle Busch up there in the top 5 most of the time, up there fighting for a victory. That's what we used to see, and that's what we're accustomed to seeing him, but not this year for some reason. And, of course, it led to Adam Stevens getting the boot and not working with the 18 for 2021. That duty belongs to Ben Bayshore for next year. So I'm scratching my head on this one. I really am. I'm scratching my head on this one. I don't know, even though they have worked together a few times in the Xfinity series. So we'll see. I mean, you got to have a thick skin when it comes to Kyle Busch and working with him a little bit on his race cars. So Kyle Busch is going to be hungry, looking to make amends. And we'll see if Ben Bayshore is going to be up for the task. I don't know where Adam Stevens has relocated within the organization. I don't have that information for y'all at the moment of this recording right now. But I'm sure we'll be talking about it a little more as, you know, we get toward the end of January and end of February when things really ramp up for NASCAR again. So we'll see. We'll find out. You know, but very uncharacteristic for Kyle Busch. Yes, he transferred, but not enough points, obviously, for stage wins and not even getting a win in the regular season. Shut out in the regular season. So, I think, I mean, with that combination, what the hell happened with Stevens and Kyle Busch for Steve Stevens to get the boot? I don't know. I mean, obviously, we saw the performance not very good for this team. So, with Ben Bayshore, can this team get back to where they were and for more stage wins and race victories? We're going to have to find out and see basically soon when the calendar year turns 2021. Eddie Greer III, once again, thank you guys for tuning in to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here on this review, once again, for the Cup Series. One more to get to, obviously, and that belongs to Erik Jones, who missed the playoffs and finished in a 17th spot there. Erik Jones, obviously, did not win a race this year. We saw him win a race the last couple years, and he won the Clash earlier this year. Let's not forget. And that seems like a lifetime ago. The Clash, all the way back in February. The survival of the fittest, if you will, there. But Erik Jones, 9 top 5s, 13 top 10s, and 2 big goose eggs here. No stage wins, no wins, more importantly, and gets the boot out of JGR. Obviously, Christopher Bell is in. And actually, we're going to add in Levine Family Racing in here while I'm thinking about it right now. So, there you go. So, so Levine, the ending of Levine Family Racing, which is unfortunate there. But back to Jones real quick to put a title on him. Erik Jones, you know, you got to wonder here. You know, you're in good equipment, and there's been a lot of talk about this guy. I mean, all the way back when he was driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports in a truck series, all this high praise, you know, this guy's going to be the next one, good one. You know, he's going to win a ton of races and all that, compete for championships. You know, yeah, yes, he won the truck title with Kyle Busch Motorsports, but, you know, he had his struggles up here with Joe Gibbs Racing in the Cup Series. I mean, he's had a couple big wins. That big win in primetime at Daytona a couple years ago, and then winning the Southern 500 a year ago. And I mean, the mark on him has been bad luck and not running well. I mean, particularly, I put bad luck first and running well, not running consistently second. So, I mean, now you're going to a downgrade, which I'm going to save for Richard Petty and Motorsports. I'm going to save that. But, yeah, Erik Jones, it's a downgrade for sure for him. And, fortunately, now you've been taken by Christopher Bell, who was with Levine Fayman Racing this year. And one of the many worst-kept secrets when it came to silly season this year, Christopher Bell finishing just a couple spots down from Erik Jones. Christopher Bell, Levine Fayman Racing, and we had Mr. Levine on this show this year. It was a treat to have him on the podcast there. So if you missed out on that, please go and find out. That is in the archives wherever you get your podcast. But yes, Levine Fayman Racing finishing in a 20th spot there with Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell really came on the second half of the year. It was a very slow start for him, but this 95 was up there, top 15. You'll find him in a top 10 somewhere more frequently in the second half of the year. Obviously, no wins, no stage wins either, but only two top fives, seven top 10s for here for Bell, which people thought, you know, he was going to be that guy, be that rookie leader, but it turned out to be Cole Custer with that win at Kentucky. Obviously, the next episode will be Stuart Haas Racing on the next review on the Three White Podcast EG3. So, I mean, Levine, it's sad that Levine had to shut his doors there due to this pandemic for those reasons and for others that I can't recall. But Christopher Bell really came on strong there. And again, with these old cars next year, he's going back to his old fame number 20. We'll see what happens with him as well. And I think Jason Ratcliffe is going with him over there. Back, reunited with Joe Gibbs Racing. So, can he elevate that car? That's the question there. And Daryl talked about this a little bit on his interview on the Throughout NASCAR podcast, which was an energetic and fun interview. If you missed out on that, again, please check out the latest off-season episodes of the Throughout NASCAR podcast and season 6 of the Throughout NASCAR podcast. Have a set official date. Will be late July. Not late July. Oh, baby. Oh, no. Oh, no. Late January. I'm thinking way too far in the future. Late January. Season 6 will begin there. So all these episodes are regular. Or just regular episodes. So they're not within a season. But they're still a part of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. But, you know, for Levine Fayman Racing, very unfortunate not to get in victory lane at all in their existence with with Toyota and in a sport. And it just goes to show you, I mean, yes, Furniture Row, everybody compares a single car team to Furniture Row Racing. And before, you know, Joe Gibbs Racing up the ante on the Alliance group, Alliance thing that they got together. So I don't know what it is. You know, with that, I mean, you would think with these alliances, with Penske, Wood Brothers, Joe Gibbs Racing, Levine Fayman Racing, you know, you would think that they'll have the same equipment, but turns out not. I mean, each driver has their styles and whatnot, but it's kind of puzzling to me. You think, like, well, you have to get the same stuff. I mean, ride one, just go ahead and run with it, you know, but sometimes it's a struggle for other teams, I suppose. And unfortunately, you know, Levine Fayman Racing, you know, had to see the door out in the sport. NASCAR is very unfortunate, but Christopher Bell finishing 20th in the standings, and now he goes back to Joe Gibbs Racing to continue that rise up. It's going to be interesting next year, obviously, in the Cup Series for them. His next step for Christopher Bell. Excuse me one more time for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. It'll be interesting to see, can he take that next step for year two. Now you're elevated back in your equipment that you're comfortable with. It'll be interesting to see how he meshes with Kyle Busch. Well, he already knows Kyle Busch, a Truex, and a Denny Hamlin as well. So, man, It'll be interesting to see what happens there with Christopher Bell, after him, back as old number at the old 20. All right, just a couple of minutes on this review. Time to get a grade out for him. And it's going to be a B for Joe Gibbs Racing as well. I mean, I can't really say, you know, C, because still all these cars with the issues that they had within each of them, I mean, they still came out and ran strong in winning races, except for Eric Jones in that mix. So, hey, I mean, got to give a B, being honest here. B is pretty good for Joe Gibbs Racing and the Vine Family Racing. Yeah, if I were giving him a separate grade, I'd give him a C minus. They're starting off slow there, but they're really picking things up as the season progressed. And come to note, at the back end of the year, we see that 95 running in the back top 10, top 15 in there. So they improved as the year goes on, but it's so unfortunate that they're not going to be hanging around with us when the green flag drops in 2021. It's just a shame. It's just a shame. But, you know, so, big thanks to the Vine Family Racing, you know, for being a part of this podcast, interview style, or race recaps like that as well. So, looking forward. The Green and Passions, and maybe they'll come back, but unfortunately they won't be back in NASCAR for 2021, top of that. So, yeah, the new four-car lineup next year, obviously. The four that we're talking about: Kyle Busch, Mark Trish Jr., Denny Hamlin, and now Christopher Bell now joins the fold in that number 20 car for Joe Gibbs Racing. It'll be interesting to see how they come back next year. That's going to be the thing everybody's going to be keeping a keen eye on. Can Denny Hamlin continue this go attitude and try to get himself back there? It's 2 years in a row that he's had an opportunity to win a championship close to the ever gotten, even with his arch nemesis Harvick not being part of the thing, and you still don't get it done. So that's going to be something there. Obviously, Truex, we'll see how Small and Truex get along in season two. Hopefully, better, a little bit better than season one, to get themselves in position to make the playoff. And of course, Eric Jones out there by the stadium. Big thanks to him, or not big thanks. Man, yeah, it's that time of night. It is that time of the night, folks. I met Eric Jones. Yeah, Eric Jones, no wins. And now he'll be moving on to greener pastures over to Richard's Pretty Motorsports, which lets the last words belong to none other than Christopher Bell. Yeah, Christopher Bell in the 20 car. So, I mean, he got better as the year goes along. So, I'll be interested to see, you know, how he does next year with that whole deal there. So there's that as well. So folks, put a cap on this review. Joe Gibbs Racing, B. C minus for Levine Family Racing. Overall, let's give the highest grade a B, a solid B for this organization. And they're going to have to work a little bit harder next year with the fact that Hendrick Motorsports up there now, with Kyle Larson in that mix, and then of course they housed the reigning champ Chase Elliott, and he had the Penske guys as well, finishing the year strong. Denny Hamlin, the highest finishing Joe Gibbs Racing car, in the fourth position after making it to Championship 4 and only finished fourth. Yeah, they're gonna have to learn how to close. That's the thing. They're gonna have to deal and work through these roadblocks again, and if they do, focus on winning that championship. But for now, we're back, reset. Back to the top, and we'll see what Denny Hamlin and Case and Chris Gabehart have for us in store for 2021. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. Again, at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And once again, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, if you're downloading. Nope, Spotify, Apple. Quick note on that, Apple, if you're on Apple and you're downloading episodes there, if you would love, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. That helps us out, continue to spread the word about the small, now I lost my train of thought. Yeah, Yeah, okay, so let me, yeah, so Apple Podcast, if you're listening on there, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us out tremendously. Spread the word. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Spread the word continuously about this podcast. Yes, it's that time of night, and I'm going to get me some snack on after this, and I'm headed to bed. It's been a long 3 days at work, and I'm glad I had the rest of the week off. But yes, if you have it there, do it there. Amazon Music, Stitcher, Radio.com, iHeartRadio. We're almost mostly everywhere. So the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast, you do not want to miss a moment. If you miss any episodes of the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast from this year, 2020, do it as well. Well, folks, that's going to put the clamps down on this edition of the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big shout out to Big D for his hard work continuously on this podcast. And I appreciate everyone who downloaded this podcast. And thank you guys so much for listening to the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Another review is in the books. This will go out tomorrow night on Christmas Eve. Y'all know what to do. Be out and look out for that. Of course, the EG3 Awards Volume 5 coming soon. EG3 out. This has been the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast with EG3.